Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, fourth and final hour underway here on this Monday, the 1st of April. Happy April Fool's Day. Hopefully all of you had a great Easter weekend. What a week it'll be. Our buddy Sean Farish will be in Friday as Dawn embarks on a trip to Italy. She has not packed yet, by the way, folks. And she is a light packer.
Yes, I am.
All right. A couple of stories that I have to get to here, which I find fascinating. I love any story that kind of talks about today's generation versus other generations of the past. I think if you were to look at, and this is not, you know, one size fits all by any stretch. I do think there are hardworking Gen Zers or millennials, certainly Gen Xers. But I think over the course of time, we have slowly become less, I don't know if competitive is the right word, but I think baby boomers are the ultimate grinders, the ultimate hard workers, a generation of kind of roll up your sleeves, get dirty. If you want something in life, go out and get it, seize the moment, take control, and get everything that you feel like you have earned in this lifetime. Gen X, certainly, I think, a hardworking generation, defiant, free speech, the whole bit. I've always said, even though I missed the cutoff by about 3 years, that I feel like I resonate and I identify with Gen X more than I do millennials. I think my generation, especially the younger portion of millennials, into Gen Z and now Gen Alpha, which is apparently the generation that my girls are at 9 years old, they live in this entitlement era. They want things handed to them. And they just think they should get everything right away when they want, because we live in this a la carte on-demand world. So there's this interesting survey from Axios where they looked at a variety of different generations, and they have come to the conclusion that in today's workforce, now, I mean, maybe there's some baby boomers out there that are still working and logging hours in the office. Certainly the Gen Xers and the millennials fall into, I think, a bulk of this survey. But they surveyed 75,000 individuals at 816 companies. And there is a workplace analytics firm that tracks worker productivity. And it's called ActiveTrack, ActiveTrack. And what they have found post-pandemic, because we've talked a lot in the last couple of months about this Bernie Sanders idea of the four-day work week, which I'm not against. I think if you're an employer or a company and you can be assured that production doesn't decline and you simultaneously get better mental health for your employees, I think it's a win-win. I think it's a fair trade, assuming that your bottom line doesn't decline. And I think as a business owner, that's what you care about. You're not going to give one day off extra per week if you're going to take a 16% dip in production, unless you're just in the business of losing money. But they found in this ActiveTrack survey that Friday sign-off times have moved up about an hour from 5 o'clock at the start of 2021 to 3 years later, being 4 o'clock now. And Monday through Thursday sign-offs have also shifted earlier to around 5 p.m. on average, possibly because more workers are going into offices and commuting home rather than letting remote work bleed into the evening. That is according to the Wall Street Journal. And with productivity dipping on Fridays as well as earlier out times Monday through Thursday, researchers at Texas A&M University have pinned this on two generations, millennials and fresh out of college graduate Gen Zers. And I think this is accurate. And I've said this before. I think we see people kind of cheat the system more than ever now. What do we notice around the holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas? So Thanksgiving's on a Thursday. You know, some people, I would say 15, 20 years ago, Maybe you took a half day on Wednesday, or you took Wednesday off, or you had Black Friday off. And then all of a sudden, people started getting out of work and bolting at like 1 o'clock on Tuesday. Then all of a sudden, you had off Tuesday. Now I think we're at the point where people try to, if assuming they have the vacation in their time off allotment, they take off the whole week. And then Christmas and New Year's turns into like a 16-day vacation.
What's wrong with that?
Well, for guys like you that work, 12-hour days or whatever, I get it. But like the average nine to fiver leaving the workplace like December 18th and then reemerging like January 3rd. I mean, if you have the days, more power to you. I just think it's a theme and a trend of Americans, and there's still plenty of hardworking Americans, don't get me wrong. But I think we live in a day and age now where people, and I'm a big believer in work smarter, not harder, but I think it's undeniable that the work ethic of Americans has slowly tapered off with each generation. Is that a fair assessment, or am I being like baby boomer, get off my lawn guy, even though I'm not a baby boomer?
I think it depends on...
Like college kids today. They get out of college and they're upset that they're not making 100 grand at 22, right? Like we play you that clip of that. I get home at 6:30 and I have nothing. I have no time for myself, my friends, the gym. I have no time to get my nails done. I'm like, being an adult sucks sometimes, right?
A lot of times.
Like it does. I remember my dad saying it vividly. And it's one of those stories where like, your old man or your mom says, you're going to remember this when you get older and I'm long and gone. I remember both of my parents saying, enjoy your youth, enjoy your childhood, because when you become an adult, it all changes. And it just seems to me like now more than ever, we're trying to deny the fact that once you become an adult, yes, like reality hits you over the face. And I think a lot of these policies today from Democrats that are, with DEI and stuff like that, it's like, I remember my dad saying, hey, guess what? There's going to be a lot of unfair things that happen in your life. You might not get the job that you think you deserve, or you might not end up getting that scholarship, or you might not be able to get that day off that you asked your boss to have out for. So you can either accept it and be a grown-up about it, or you can pout and cry about it. I think we have too many pouters and criers in society.
Yeah, I agree with that. Going back to the, taking... what's already a federal holiday and making it a longer holiday. I look at that as smart because you can add in a couple days there without having to, check off days that you've used. Well, so you can turn a 5 day vacation or 6 day vacation, 7 day vacation, whatever it is, into 10, 12, yeah. 11. If you do it around the holiday, I think that's just smart planning.
Well, I've had to start planning smarter because I've realized that I don't use a ton of time off. And I noticed in the first year of this show that I barely took any holiday time between like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And then this time around, this past year for 2023, I was like, hey, by the way, what days are you and Dawn going to be off so I can plan my vacation? And I took a little bit more this time around.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to smarten up a little bit with that.
Well, no, but to be fair, when you started here, you were the new guy.
Oh,
so
of course.
So
right,
you
right.
wanted to, you wanted to be here as much as you can, which
I hate taking off in general.
I know.
I always feel like
Friday.
I always feel like I'm missing out. I heard you had a great Elvis take on Friday.
Boy, Elvis fans are Oof. Super sensitive.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people were in their feelings.
Oh my God, I was
crushed the king.
All of these hate tweets Shame. Over the weekend about uh-huh. how I have no, I don't know music.
Well, no, see, that's the thing.
Know.
You know so much about it that I think you come off as a music elitist sometimes.
Oh, I'm 100% a music elitist. But yeah, no, I didn't realize that Elvis fans were as sensitive as Swifties are.
I was actually driving to the baptism. I heard you in real time crushing Elvis for dating minors and doing...
Yeah,
I never knew. So he was so constipated he died on the throne? Is that true?
Allegedly.
Or are you embellishing?
Why are you revisiting
this? He
allegedly.
He took so many pills. He was so pilled up that he couldn't poop for like weeks.
You were calling him fat and obnoxious.
He was.
Uh-huh.
He was a shell of what he used to be. That's all I'm saying.
You lit the chat on fire, didn't you?
I did. And people wanted to
Now people, he's lighting it again.
People wanted to hang me for my Elvis take.
Have you ever been to Graceland?
I would rather blow my head off than go to Graceland.
Very interesting, because I've never been, but obviously Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. My father-in-law, 2 years ago, once we got through the pandemic, and I told you he was dealing with diabetes and cancer, so he was very careful in 2021 and 2022 about who he was around because of his health. So they took a trip before they came down to Nashville. They went to Graceland, and he had the time of his life.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I think Elvis fans are weird.
Up with you?
Not people who are fans of his music, but I mean like the cult around Elvis, you know, with all of these people who dress up like Elvis and they, you know, have his bathwater.
Oh, so
stuff.
You don't like the Elvis impersonators?
Oh, God. Mediocre talent in a time in the 50s when there was nothing going on. I'm just telling you, you want real 50s music, listen to like Chuck Berry and that stuff. Don't listen to Elvis.
Okay, so
Elvis sucks.
So now he's been labeled, you know, he obviously had the nickname of the King. And he's labeled as the
give it to him.
He's the GOAT, right? So you would argue he is the most undeserving GOAT of all time.
Why are you trying this on me?
I'm just trying to catch up to what I missed. This, you know,
I gotta say,
this is why I hate being off of work.
I'm gonna say this too, which is very controversial. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan, but you know what? Led Zeppelin ripped off 90% of their music.
Okay,
they just took a bunch of old blues songs. Sort of the Rolling Stones, the first few albums. They're basically a blues cover band, and I'm fans of both of them.
Oh.
So I'm not saying anything. I just don't like Elvis. I think his music stinks, and I think his fans are weird.
At Greg Stocker on Twitter.
There you go.
You just wanted me to revisit this.
This just ties into the story of people being off of work and taking their time off, and I missed one of your greatest takes of all time.
Thank you.
Last Friday.
Well, the monitoring the future data and researchers blame the pandemic for the earlier issue that you were talking about.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people. And I think it's probably less and less as we move on here, because eventually you have to find a way to make a living and, you know, create some cash for your household or your family. There was a lot of people that just when they got sent home remotely to work, they just never went back.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I know we live in this day and age of everybody's got a podcast and everybody's got a YouTube channel. I think there's a lot of people, and I don't know how to quantify it. But there's a sizable amount of people that were like, you know what, I'm never going to work for anybody again. I'm going to try to be either a content creator or an influencer. I think that's mostly a lot of Gen Zers out there. But there's probably also a lot of people that were probably close to reaching the age of retirement or had a nice little nest egg put away. And whatever COVID didn't eat away financially at, if they had a decent amount left, they probably just said, you know what, this accelerated my retirement. I'm just not going to go back to work. Or I'm going to, you know, maybe say, hey, boss, I'm going to partly retire. You can downgrade me to a part-time employee.
But then a lot of people decided, especially with Bidenomics now, they can't afford to retire.
Well, I know. That's the catch-22 is I want to work less and less and things cost more and more. You know, what happens here? Now you're in a bind. 855-839-1210, the number. I'll save this Apple-Android battle with the Department of Justice for a little bit. We'll come back. We'll get to our morning mystery movie clip, what's on the cut sheet part two, and a lot more. And by the way, Elvis, not overrated. From somebody who's not a music snob and knows very little about Elvis. At Greg Stocker to send your hate tweets.
Oh, thank you. Why did you have to bring this up again? I was content to just let it die on Friday.
I had to get my two cents in.
Okay.
Back after this, Kale and Company. Stay right there.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
He knows what he's doing, folks. He knows what he's doing. Rhythm section, one purple gang. Nick Dawn and Greg. Everybody, let's roll. How can you hate this song? How can you hate this performance? How can you say it's overrated? Go into an old burger joint, sit down, have a shake, some fries, and a burger, fire up the jukebox, put the King on. Well, let's rock.
Come on.
Come on, everybody. It's a Monday. It's April. A couple of weeks, it'll be beautiful out. All right, 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. What's on the cut sheet? Part due coming up in a couple of minutes. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? Who on Twitter today? And today in music history. it's all still on the way. But right now, from music to movies, it's time for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's known as the blade. It represents aggression and manhood. It's a symbol still used today in modern military uniforms.
Yes, the more penises you have, the higher your rank, boys will be boys.
Now, as you would imagine, the female symbol is its exact opposite. This is called the chalice.
And the chalice resembles a cup or vessel, or more importantly, the shape of a woman's womb. No, the Grail has never been a cup. It is quite literally this ancient symbol of womanhood.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, how about this for a prize? A digital movie download for The Iron Claw from the studio that brought you Uncut Gems comes The Iron Claw, the unbelievable true story of the Von Erich brothers who built a wrestling dynasty, starring Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. Get The Iron Claw on Blu-ray and DVD now from A24 and Lionsgate Entertainment if you are caller 12 with the correct answer to 855-839-1210. WrestleMania coming up this weekend in Philadelphia. That's a throwback name from old school wrestling days, the Von Erich brothers.
Sure.
My God, that's got to be, what, 40 years or so?
I've heard really good things about this movie, by the way.
This is the first I'm actually seeing this.
Yeah. I don't know how mainstream it's going to be because,
yeah,
you know, the Von Erichs were very big in, like, Texas and stuff.
Back when wrestling was, like, regional.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those feuds with the Freebirds and the
Fabulous Freebirds.
The Fabulous Freebirds and the Von Erichs.
Yep.
Legendary. They sold out, like, Texas Stadium.
Uh-huh.
But,
yep.
If you've never seen the behind, it's not behind the music.
Dark Side
of Wrestling on the
Vice Channel
on the Von Erichs. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Because what a tragic family,
mm-hmm,
with suicide and all that stuff. Like, I think there's one of them left.
Yeah. Caller 12 855-839-1210. All right. So this story, the last story of the day, I find to be very interesting because I don't think Democrats versus Republicans, Arabs versus Jews, dogs versus cats can hold a candle to the ongoing war between Android users and Apple users. I think this is the war to end all wars.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to a point now where the Justice Department has gotten involved. Some would say waste of time, waste of tax dollars, resources, so forth and so on. But I'll give you the backdrop to this story. When somebody, and this is just kind of a little bit of a setup here for CEO of Apple, Tim Cook. When somebody with an Android texts an iMessage user, or as we like to call them, an Apple user, iPhone user, the quality of photos and videos is shoddy. You can't do live location tracking. You can't react to text the same way. Those suspense-building, bouncing eclipses indicating someone is writing does not exist, and the conversation is less secure. To top it off, green bubbles lead to mockery. Some have dubbed this phenomenon as green bubble shaming, because anytime you're against something, you're automatically accused of shaming somebody. And while it might seem frivolous, the bubble issue became more serious last week when it was cited by the Justice Department as an example of how Apple allegedly abuses its power. Now, I'm an Apple user myself, and I think it's the superior device. But I have no issue with U.S. authorities going after big tech, because I think big tech is getting away with highway robbery in many facets of life. U.S. authorities are claiming that Apple deliberately makes texting on iMessage frustrating for the Android users in an effort to nudge people to buy iPhones. Apple has come out and denied this claim. The lawsuit cited internal Apple emails showing that top executives at the company knew that allowing for seamless texting to competing devices might make consumers turn away from iPhones. An unnamed senior vice president of software engineering at Apple wrote 10 years ago in an email talking about a lot of these features. Another Apple executive, according to the Justice Department, wrote that, quote, moving iMessage to Android will hurt us more than help us. And this has led to the Justice Department to allege that Apple affirmatively undermines the quality of rival smartphones, states to the suit, which adds that the popularity of iPhones has been fueled not just by the quality of the product, but because it has made communicating with other smartphones worse. So I think this has always been a fascinating conversation, and I think most people, there are very few people out there that still have like the old school Nokia flip phone or something like that. If you do, God bless you, because you don't have to deal with social media and apps and all the absurdity of today's smartphone. I actually envy you. I think when I retire, if I don't throw all of my devices in the ocean, I might just go back to an old school flip phone just so I can call people, and that's the only way you'll ever get a hold of me. But I have said for a long time, it's Android users that ruin it for the rest of us. You are in the wrong here. You are the minority of people. Well, more people have Apple users, I believe.
Well, let me look at, I just, Tracy writes to us, Nick, and says Apple users are a cult.
No, they're not. They are not. We want simplicity in life, and we want other people to get aboard to make communicating easier. Everybody on this show, Anthony Dorenzo, Greg Stocker, Dawn Stensland, and myself, have Apple. And there's one man on this show, and he does a great job. I love him to death. And he's coming up in about 22 minutes with Today in Music History. He's a green boxer.
Yeah.
And he delays everything. He slows everything down. Can't send a link. Can't send a video. You send a picture.
Yep.
It takes forever to send.
Phil, would you like to defend yourself, my friend? Your mic's on if you like to defend.
Yes, all of you are cultists, and I'm not going anywhere.
So Phil and I are going to have a rivalry all week for multiple reasons. One, he's a green boxer and I'm a blue boxer. Two, he's a UConn fan and I'm an Alabama fan.
Oh.
And they are playing Saturday night in the Final Four and it's going to be ugly.
Yep.
So enjoy your Saturday night coming up, Phil.
By the way, Alabama plus 11.5.
It seems like a steal, doesn't it?
It does.
Seems like two men.
I did not say that they were going to win, by the way.
Yes, correct.
But I do think that they cover that spread.
Yeah. And I have waged these wars with my fantasy football group text, where we have 14 guys in our league, three of them have Androids, and they ruin it for everybody.
When I put together a group text, and I think I did with you guys, with you, Dawn, Rich, and Dom, right before Radiothon, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh my God, it's all blue boxes.
All blue. Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
There's like a release of endorphins in your body when you see all blue boxes. Yep.
Well, then the last person that was a member of Kale and Company, Daniel Valdez, he also had an Android.
Did he?
He did. So as a show, we've never had a complete Apple thread.
So we have diversity. DEI.
I'm looking here. Zioli is a blue boxer.
Yep.
Dom, let me see. Dom's a blue guy.
Yep.
So I believe all of, let me see, is Rooney. Now, is Rooney a red or, Rooney's a blue boxer.
Yep. Opelka's a blue boxer.
Opelka's a blue boxer. I don't have Pats. I'm trying to think on down the list. We gotta find out. What does Arnell have?
I have no idea.
What about Pat?
Pat's a blue boxer.
All right, Pat's a good guy.
Yep.
All right.
58% of Americans have iPhones. 42% have Android.
Told you.
58%.
It is a little cultish. I'm all down. I'm down with the iPhone because I agree with you. But it is a little cultish. There's no reason that people with a Samsung. My wife has a Samsung.
Yeah.
And she will never get an Apple just because she believes it's cultish. Even though her boss is just like,
I just think it's a convenience thing. Just an easier system to use.
She disagrees. She thinks the Samsung's better.
And I've had them all. I mean, I've had Androids, and I've went back and forth. I've had two or three iPhones in a row where I've stayed with Apple. But I came from the old school BlackBerry world. If BlackBerry didn't go under, I never would have left BlackBerry. The old BlackBerry devices were amazing. So, all right, let's get to Greg. He is in Bluebell, and he's our winner this morning. Greg, what movie clip did we just play for you, sir?
That was the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
That is correct. Congratulations, Greg. You've got the Iron Claw digital movie download for the Von Erichs of wrestling, a great wrestling family.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome, Greg, and we appreciate you listening and playing. All right. 855-839-1210 is how you climb in. Let's get to a Monday edition
of... No.
Let's get to a Monday edition of a commercial. And we're back after this here on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You know, after a big holiday weekend, Easter weekend, entertaining some and cooking a lot, spending a lot of time in my kitchen, which, yes, is the heart of my home. If your kitchen or bath is outdated, you need Kitchen Magic. Kitchen Magic is local, family-owned and operated here in Pennsylvania since 1979. Just schedule your free in-home design consultation today and bring your new kitchen or bath back to life. Kitchen Magic is the full-service remodeler I trust to quickly, beautifully, affordably transform your kitchen or bath. And right now, Kitchen Magic is offering 12 months, no payments, no interest financing, plus 10% off your remodel. Just visit KitchenMagic.com. KitchenMagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. What's on tap for the Dawn Show? Who won Twitter today? Today in music history. It's all still on the way before we get out of here in about 17 minutes. But let's get to round number two of what we like to call What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2?
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2? We spent a lot of time in the first portion of the program this morning discussing the, what is it called? The Trans Day of Visibility.
That's correct.
We've learned, too, that they have 172 days in a calendar year,
half of the year
that is dedicated to them for such a small minority. They certainly have a lot of days.
Yep.
Are those holidays? Do they get them off? Because
I don't think any of them are technically paid days off.
Let me ask you a question. If you're like, if you're a member of this group, can you then say to your employer, well, this is this day, so I deserve off, and if you don't give me off, you're discriminating against me?
I wouldn't rule it out in 2024. I don't think it's far-fetched.
Rachel Levine.
Okay.
Spoke out yesterday.
Formerly known as Richard.
Richard Levine spoke out yesterday in saying, today of all days, I stand proud and visible with my fellow transgender Americans. There's just nothing else to say about this. Cut 20, Phil, go.
Today marks Transgender Day of Visibility. Each year on March 31st, we celebrate transgender Americans and all that they have accomplished. We honor the many contributions transgender Americans make in health, medicine, public service, and across our nation. At the Department of Health and Human Services, our mission is to improve the health and well-being of all Americans, including transgender Americans. From promoting access to high quality care, to addressing health disparities, to developing policies that improve reproductive health care, to ensuring transgender youth have access to 988 program counselors with professionals trained to work with them. Achieving health equity is our commitment, a commitment to all. On this Transgender Day of Visibility, we must continue to make focused and ongoing efforts to end inequities, eliminate the impacts of injustice, and improve access to care for everyone.
All right, there she is, Rachel, formerly known as Richard, Dick for short, however you want to slice it or dice it. I just don't understand why anybody, I don't understand why women or larger groups would need more than a day. I think a month is excessive. I don't think we need an entire month of women's history or this history or that history. And I certainly don't think we need 145 days of LGBTQ plus recognition days. I went through the calendar in the first hour. I mean, we're just making up days as we go along here.
It's true.
And look, at the end of the day, if you're not on board with it, don't acknowledge it. It's as simple as that. Nobody's saying you have to acknowledge it. It's like, you know, today's National French Fry Day or tomorrow's Orange Julius Day and every other day under the sun. We're just watering down everything.
By the way, I'm making this plea right now. Well, not plea, but if you want to see, Nick, do you want to see two rival monkey gangs?
Say this again?
Rival monkey gangs.
This is cool.
Yeah.
There's two rival monkey gangs that went at it in Thailand.
Ooh.
If you want to see this, go over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Nick can do the play-by-play.
Now, are these trans monkeys?
No, these are just rival monkey gangs.
Are they ill-tempered?
This is something you're going to want to see.
Okay.
I'm going to play Joy Reid first, and then I'm going to play two rival monkey gangs. She had a bizarre rant last night on TikTok about DEI, and I'm kind of worried about her mental health.
Yeah.
She comes on with some sort of hairnet on.
she took her Trump wig off.
She must not have the blonde wig on today. But she took she has a hairnet on, and she went on about DEI and just saying we all know what you mean.
Ugh.
She sounds very angry in this.
So this is a continuation of her interview with the mayor of Baltimore.
By the way, I will get to the rival monkey gangs after this, so head on over to YouTube if you want to see it. But this is Cut 10. Philip, go.
Y'all think we don't know what you mean when you say DEI? We know what you mean. We know what you mean.
What the hell is wrong with her?
A little sinister laugh.
We know what you mean.
A whisper. Shades of the Biden administration.
Wow. Is she okay?
No, she's not okay.
I mean, I don't know what her mental state is, but it clearly didn't seem to me like it was...
She spends every night of her show raging about race or Donald Trump, so I can't imagine her mental health current state is doing well. But it's the same thing with the mayor. It's like, nobody is trying to say that this is the N-word. DEI, as advertised by the left, stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I think anybody that believes in merit sits there and says, no, DEI didn't earn it because you didn't get the job based on you being the best person for the job. You got the position in part because of a quota and being selected based on your identity.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man, blind resumes is the way to go. We should live in a world where all resumes, I don't even want to know the gender of the person. Just give me the accolades, the awards, the resume, the merit, the references, the college degree, what type of honors you've accumulated in your said profession. I don't want to know name, gender, sexual orientation, anything.
All right, for everybody tuning in right now to see the Rival Monkey Gangs, Philip, if you could bring up the video now, please. This is Rival Monkey Gangs taking over the Thai tourist town, forcing police officers to arm themselves with slingshots and tranquilizer guns.
There's like 100 of them.
Yep. And look, they're going after one another.
I know.
Look at this. Can you imagine?
No.
They're
looks
very
like,
cute.
They no, look not. Like
they're sinister animals. I have no interest in monkeys. My wife wants a monkey, by the way.
Oh no,
no, no!
Should she marry you?
Yes.
Sorry.
If you had one for 20 years, honey, I just don't throw my poop at the wall.
It looks like it. Honestly, it looks like a swarm of like locusts or something like that. That's how many monkeys there are.
Well, look at the traffic being obstructed. This is like a protest in a big city for like a pro-Hamas protest, totally thwarting traffic.
Now, reportedly, because I looked this up when you had said last week that you might be putting, showing this on the YouTube. So I looked this up, and it used to be in this particular city in Thailand, it was a tourist attraction.
Ugh.
And so all these tourists would go to see the cute little monkeys.
Yeah.
But what happened was, amid COVID, there were no tourists to feed them.
Uh-huh.
So now they're hungry monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're angry monkeys. They used to be like sweet because everybody, you had all these tourists flocking to see a cute little monkey. Here's some little cute little monkey.
Yep.
And they gave them all the food.
And then they
don't have any more tourists. Right. And so now they're angry. Yep. They're hangry. Is that what you call them?
Hangry.
Monkeys.
My daughter Mia gets hangry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there
and
you
COVID.
Go. You know, I got to say this, all these people want to travel the world and go to this.
No.
I am happy right here in the United States of America. I don't need to go to go anywhere else. I need to go to Thailand. Yeah. I don't need to go any of these places.
Any wonder, too, we have all these diseases going around society. You think these monkeys are cute? No, they're infected with all God knows what.
Yeah.
We got to just wipe these animals out. Take the deer out, too. I'm done with deer.
Yeah.
Amen.
I am happy here in the United States of America. Screw the rest of the world. I don't need to go anywhere.
You think these monkeys spent the time during the pandemic on TikTok as well?
I don't know.
No, they're starving.
Everybody's like, oh, you need to go to Paris, France. France.
I love Paris.
A bunch of cowards.
I love Italy better.
Al Bundy said it, and he said it best. It is wrong to be French.
Yeah. It is. It is wrong to be French. These people, we had to bail them out of World War II. Disgraceful human beings. We surrender! We surrender! We surrender! Bunch of cowards. The United States of America had to come in and bail them out.
Oh, man, the French are lovers. They're not fighters.
Oh, God. They were taken over quicker than Stormy Daniels.
All right, so poll question. Who does Greg dislike more, Elvis or the French?
Oh, I hate the French. It's definitely the French. It's definitely the French. I despise the French.
Your list of despise is really starting to grow.
Switzerland, another. We are neutral. We are neutral in World War II. Pick a side, you dopes.
He despises the French. He despises monkeys. He despises social media. We got to create the Greg Stocker despise list.
Yeah.
We just keep adding things to the list.
By the way, we're way over, so why don't we just get to what's coming up on the Dawn Show in this day in music history and end the show.
All right, yeah. And end the show for the day or just end the show permanently?
And maybe end the show permanently.
All right, Dawn, what do we got lined up 11 minutes out?
We have a major measles outbreak, Pennsylvania named in that one. We'll talk about that. Why Pennsylvania lawmakers are trying to grant amnesty to all those bars and restaurateurs still being punished for after all the COVID lockdown junk that was happening. We'll talk about all of that and all the developing news of the day locally, nationally. Kathy Barnett is coming up 10:30, checking in this morning. And then we'll talk energy policy in Pennsylvania, why our energy bills are among the highest in the nation. We'll have a great Commonwealth Foundation interview on that one. And then your brain health with Lee Richardson coming up at 11:30. We'll talk about your brain health and why, what do fishing licenses or lack thereof in Pennsylvania have to do with your brain health?
Uh-oh.
And why you may get a break and a free fishing license. We'll talk about all that coming up.
Your brain.
By the way, as somebody who needs to go to a lake and fish to like kind of decompress, peaceful, it is so good for your mental health.
That's your favorite thing to do
to
decompress?
My favorite thing to do to decompress. Is.
Okay, very cool.
I subscribe to what Dawn has coming up in 10 minutes.
I'm having flashbacks to the old campaign in the 90s. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Exactly.
It cracks the egg in the skillet.
Yep.
All right. Let's get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kale & Company.
Today, April 1st, good morning. We celebrate the birthdays of Jeff Porcaro of Toto, Ronnie Lane of the Small Faces, and Rudolph Eiley of the Eiley Brothers. We also lost Paul Atkinson from the Zombies on this day in 2004. And Marvin Gaye on this day in 84. Remember that day vividly. Albums include Bruce Hornsby's debut, The Way It Is, from 86. Rush's 2112 from 76. And Journey's debut in 75. Also, the Bangles hit number one with Eternal Flame on this day in 89. David Lee Roth left Van Halen to begin his solo career in 85. And Kirk Hammett was asked to audition for Metallica on this day in 83. And lastly, due to Greg's Elvis rant on Friday, I'm making this Elvis week here.
What?
With facts every day, including on this day in 56, Elvis had a screen test at Paramount Studios, effectively beginning his movie career. For Kale and Company,
wow.
I'm Phil Lomquist.
Oh, nice work,
Phil. I'm being overrun here.
Is it overrun or rant?
It's overrun.
I just have to check.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Phil's in a very good mood today. We'll see if he feels that way next Monday when Alabama beats UConn.
By the way, and on the YouTube chat says, Greg is a very angry American. Yes, I am.
We like it.
We like it.
All right, let's get to who won Twitter today.
Who won Twitter?
Our buddy Irk wins Twitter. He says, that whisper from Joy Reid was so terrifying. I'm going to check under my bed and in my closet to make sure Joy Reid isn't in there tonight.
Oh, my God.
She did sound like something that might be hiding in your closet.
Could you imagine that? Pop open your closet door and I'll pop the door.
Oh, no.
We know what you mean. We know what y'all mean. We do. Read out. All right. That'll do it for us here on this Monday morning. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is Woo-hoo! Coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday, and we will do this again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. As our favorite senator from Pennsylvania, John Fetterman, would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.